Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you on this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Bless your wonderful name. Bless your wonderful name. I love your name, Lord. I love you. May you help the listeners today, Lord. Bless us, Lord, with your presence, Lord. You know the needs of every individual. I pray that you help them, Lord. Guide them and protect them and keep them, Lord, as you keep your sheep, Lord, because you are a faithful God and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We have been in Psalms 23 for the past few days, and we're going to continue. We left off in verse 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And we were beginning to talk about valleys. And there are some valleys in life. There are some low points. When you live on this side of the earth, many things will happen. Many things will happen. You may go through a life where it encounters sickness, disease, divorce, disillusionment, departure, death, so many different things that we may encounter in this life. You may encounter depression, despondency. You know, you may just have a struggle at a given point in your life. But it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." There are shadows in the valley, things that come up to try to scare you. We talked the other day about, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And these shadows try to overshadow you and to put you in a dark place, a place where you are feeling alone and isolated, a place where the shadow is over you and you feel like, this dark cloud is over you and you feel like, "Lord, what am I to do?" But the Bible says that he will give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And there is such a spirit of heaviness. And when you are in the valley, you feel heavy. You feel burdened down. But I dare you to get a song in your heart. You get a song in your heart and you begin to hum a melody. And you evoke the garment of praise, because that is a covering that is between you and the spirit of heaviness, and it will loose that thing off of you, and you get a praise in your heart. Praise is a weapon, and you begin to sing the praises of the Lord. And I'm gonna tell you, if you can't even think of nothing else but just the name of Jesus, you just begin to sing it. Jesus. Jesus, you just begin to say it and get a melody and a hum in your heart. Jesus, Jesus, oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord. Jesus, help me, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna tell you, I feel it right now. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I feel it right now. You get a melody in your heart and you begin to sing the praises of the Lord and you begin to talk about all his good things. Doesn't matter, you're in the valley. You got tears coming out of your eyes. You have just had enough. I remember a tough point in my life. Oh my God, I was going through so much. And I went to the restroom and I went to the back stall where nobody can see my feet. And boy, tears was running down my eyes. And I said, "Lord, help me." That's all I could get out. Help me. Help me. Lord, help me. By the time I was getting back to my desk and I had dried up my tears and I began to work again at my desk, do you know that atmosphere switched? It changed. The circumstance was exactly the same, but the atmosphere had shifted because I called upon the name of the Lord. And when you are in your dark place, call upon the name of the Lord, and you stand up and begin to proclaim the good things of the Lord, and you go back in your mind and remember when he brought you out of this and he brought you out of that, and he blessed you with a word of this, and you remember when he sent this person to give you this encouragement, and when this happened, when you felt like all was lost, he sent this provision at this time, you begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, those shadows of death, oh man, they will have no effect. They will have no effect. And you can walk through them without fear because you got power from the Spirit and a sound mind from the Lord, and you got the love of God. And love conquers. Amen. Love is a conqueror. It is more than a conqueror. Amen. And you get those things in your mind and in your spirit, and you begin to walk through your valley because there is light on the other side. Amen. Now it says to continue in that same verse 4, it says, "For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." When you are in the valley, you are not alone. God is with you, and thy rod means his power and his authority is with you. He's got all authority. Everything is beneath God. He's got all power and all authority over the enemy. God created the devil. He wasn't the devil when God created him. He was Lucifer. Now he gave himself over to the evil and tapped into it and became a wicked, the most wicked being. But God created him. God is over all. And he is able to control all. And he is able to do exceeding and abundantly and above everything we can ask or think. And I know some people are like, well, why? Well, why won't he do such and such? Well, why won't he stop the hunger? Why won't he stop the tsunami from happening? Why didn't he stop my mom from dying? How come he didn't stop my brother from dying from cancer? And you know what? I had a brother that died from cancer. But you know what? I trust in the Lord because his ways are not my ways. And you know what I'm going to tell you? My brother also smoked. My father died early of a heart attack in his 50s, but he was also a smoker. We have to take care of our temples. There are some people that die, never have smoked, never have touched a drink or anything like that. And I will not even begin to say I understand it. But what I will say is that I trust God. I trust him in all his ways. And whatever he does it, and I believe in him. But there are some things that he is not responsible for. And how we take care of our temples, he is not responsible for that. And so we have a responsibility. But God is the authority over all. And when we are in dark places, even if we have cancer, we have sickness, we're going through trouble sometimes, we have problems, he is there with us. Talk to him. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord like you would talk to me or anybody else. Talk to the Lord and begin to pour out your heart, because he will not cast that down. He is looking for those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Get honest with God on today. Amen. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me.